2 months ago, the International Monetary Fund said the world economy would grow by a meager 0.5% this year. But former IMF chief economist Michael Moussa says global conditions have worsened since then and that growth will be a negative 0.8% in 2009. Moussa, now a fellow at Washington's Peterson Institute for International Economics, says the world economy is in the midst of its first significant downturn since World War II. He predicts that output declines of 2% will occur in the United States, 5% in Japan, and 2.5% in the euro area. But Moussa says that unprecedented monetary and fiscal stimulus in the United States will turn the American economy around within the next few months. He sees positive signs in the 30% drop in home prices during the past 2 years, which is making housing more affordable for American families.
In contrast, it took Japan 12 years to grind down its real estate prices to reasonable levels. That adjustment is happening very rapidly. It's painful, but it's necessary.
Moussa says past recessions have seen a sharp downturn followed by a sharp upturn, a so-called V-shaped recovery, and he predicts U.S. economic growth of 3.6% next year.
We are getting an enormous amount of policy stimulus, certainly on the monetary side in the United States, beyond anything that has previously been done.
The Federal Reserve, the nation's central bank, has brought short-term interest rates close to zero and flooded the financial system with money to stimulate economic activity. But Moussa's colleague at the Peterson Institute, Simon Johnson, who was also a chief economist at the IMF, remains unconvinced. Johnson says the damage to the economy has been so severe, with consumers and businesses struggling to pay off debt, that the recovery will be anemic and slow, a so-called L-shaped recovery. He predicts little, if any, growth next year.
We've done a lot. Governments have done a lot. Policy has changed a lot on many dimensions. But the question is, you know, is it a lot relative to the scale of the problem? And I think that that's what we were discussing over lunch. To my mind, it's not enough.
Johnson says that far more fiscal stimulus is needed, particularly in Europe. But some major developing economies are holding up relatively well. China is expected to register 7.5% economic growth this year, and India could see 5% growth. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.